Well, Project Bread is launching a brand new community engagement department, and along with that comes its inaugural vice president. So we're really pleased to welcome to the program today, Catalina Lopez Ospina, to chat with us about herself, about her past, and about Project Bread, and about the annual Walk for Hunger. So Catalina, very nice to virtually meet you.
Very nice to meet you. Thank you for having me here. I joined Project Bread 2 months ago, very exciting, as the first vice president of the Department of Engagement. Previous to working Project Bread, I was leading the Office of Food Access, and now know the Food Justice in the city of Boston. I was there for 6 years, and I was the person in charge to respond to the emergency food for the COVID-19 since 2020. And this work that we did in the city of Boston really lied to me, like the need to bring people voices to the decision making. We did a grand, wonderful work, but I know that bring people voices will make us more effective. So I'm happy that Project Bread is taking that bold move, and they were is the first organization citywide, statewide, that they're like doing engagement, and they bring with the intention to bring people with lived experience voices to the decision making. So we really want to be effective as possible. We want to be putting our dollars and our efforts in initiatives that really, really make impact in the community that is suffering of hunger and food insecurity.
If you could, Catalina, tell us a little bit about yourself, about your background, where you're from, your journey to where you are right now.
Yeah, that's a long journey. Yes, I was raised and born in Colombia. I moved to the United States like 15 years ago to just be back and reunited with my family that I was like distant for a long time, waiting for our papers get sorted out. I am the younger of five. We all live here. We are very close together. When I moved here, I have my master's degree in Colombia. And when I arrived here, my English wasn't that well, and I didn't have a lot of opportunities to continue my education. So I started doing every job that I came along just to make sure that I was able to survive in this country. So I was waitress, I was babysitter, I was dog walker, baker, you name it. So in 2011, I have the opportunity to work in a job training program in Boston Public Health Commission with individuals that are experiencing homelessness. And that was like a job that transformed my life and my career path, because I knew that we need, there is a lot of people in need, and there's a lot of people that just is waiting for opportunities to change their lives. And I learned that much from the individuals that were working with us. And after that, I moved to the city hall, to the mayor office. I led some programs. And in 2016, Mayor Walsh just named me as the director of the Office of Food Access. And we retained everything that we were doing. We just centered people needs, food insecurity. We put that as a priority for the Walsh administration. And since then, just I joined the office until 2022 in January when I moved to Project Bread. That's a long journey.
Yeah, but I mean, you really know from personal experience what it's like to have to struggle to put food on the table.
Yeah, and I will say that thank you to the safety net programs that are in place. My mom was able to support us to make sure that we were having resources in Colombia to finish our professional careers. And also when my sisters arrived here with my nephews, they also rely on WIC and SNAP to make sure that until they just find a path to be out. So yes, I'm very grateful for those programs, and I wanna connect individuals with them, and I wanna let them know there is no shame, no stigma, and there are programs that are there to support individuals in the hard moments.
How has the pandemic impacted food insecurity here in Massachusetts, Catalina?
Yeah, it's like I will say that we always have a food insecurity problems in Massachusetts, but with the pandemic, we know that these problems grow. In Massachusetts, at this moment, we have 1 in 6 individuals are facing food insecurity. That is, when you look around in your office, you say, oh my goodness, one of those are having the struggles with that. It's a big number. Also, of all 5 households that are experiencing food insecurity, 1 in 3 have children. And 1 in 5 that are people of color, Latinos or Black communities. So it is a big problem, and it's also when we see how disproportionately it is affecting to communities of color.
Yeah, with the rising cost of living, you know, food costs, housing costs, energy costs, are you seeing that impact in the food security issue as well?
Oh, yes. Oh, we already have like here from like callers saying that they what they receive from the SNAP is not enough, connected with other resources. So the problem is going to continue as until the moment that the government put like improve the SNAP or until more people is enrolled in the SNAP. But this situation of food insecurity will continue like increasing in the state if we keep going with the situation that we are now.
So what is your new department, your community engagement department, going to do to address that, Catalina? How is that going to work?
So the goal of the community engagement is bring people with the experience to the table where we make the decision. So we really, when I say like, because we have so few resources, we want to make sure in Project Bread that we put the resources in very effective solutions for the people. So it will take a little bit of time until we create this relationship with trust, because food insecurity is a very personal issue. So we really want to create a like, relationship with trust that people with lived experience come to us, a safe place where they can really, really tell us what we can do to help them to solve their own problems that are the food insecurity look very different, like community by community. So that's what we are trying to do with this. That's what we want to achieve. We want to put in place systems that are working for the community that we serve.
So you're really looking for, I mean, certainly to feed people and put food on their table, but you're looking for the deeper cause, right, of why they are in that situation in the first place.
Yeah, it's like Project Bread has 2 main buckets of work. One is direct service through our food horses line about our school meals improvement, but also has other pocket about policies and root cause changes. So we want to bring people of lived experience to help us in both fields, to like how our programs can be better, and also how we can advocate for changes that really are going to solve the hunger in Massachusetts.
You say in some of the literature I'm reading, you feel you have the skills to end hunger in Massachusetts?
We have a team in Project Bread that we have the skills to feed and solve hunger in Massachusetts. Where I have my skill set is just bring community voices to the table. Okay. So bring CBOs, community-based organizations. So I will say that my bigger skill and like capacity to make connections and partnerships that can help us to move forward with the goals that Project Bread has.
Okay. How important are meals at schools, Catalina, in the whole issue of food security?
So earlier you said like 1 in 3 families suffering food insecurity have children. So those families are relying on school meals to feed their families and for feed the kids. So they know a mother leave and put the kid in the school and know that at least gonna have breakfast and lunch and take that burden out of her shoulders. So that's the big impact that the school meals have in the health of the kids and solve hunger among the young people. We have a program in the summer that is a summer meals program that it is the same. We wanna close that gap the kids have when they are not in schools. So it is very important piece on food insecurity and so food insecurity in Massachusetts, school meals, universal school meals, and summer meals.
Yeah, I know here in Quincy, during the pandemic, when kids were not in school, they were still able to distribute meals from many different school buildings, and it was a huge, huge burden lifted from families.
Yeah, and that was one of the examples that I say, like about working in partnership with CBOs, because I feel like the state could not have done all the work that they did to feed families and kids without CBOs that are on the ground. They know the community that they serve, and they're always available to support that cause.
Talk to us, if you can, about this year's Walk for Hunger.
Yeah, the Walk for Hunger is our old Project Bread ways to increase the awareness about hunger in the city of, I'm sorry, for address hunger in Massachusetts. And if this year will be virtual again, the funds that we got through through Work for Hunger that are going to support the work that we do with the communities to address food insecurity. We still have open application for the Commonwealth program that is like work in partnership, communities organization work in partnership with Project Bread to raise funds for Project Bread and for the organizations. And also we are welcoming everyone who want to work with us in May 1st. The link is, you can go to the Project Bread webpage and you can sign up for the work there.
Okay, so it is virtual. Unfortunately, in the reality of a pandemic world, this is the way we have to go. So folks can do their own walks, right?
They can do their own walks. They can post, send videos, and we will be there for everyone who wants to share the experience working for hunger with us.
If someone is experiencing food insecurity right now, Catalina, what should they do?
So they can call to our food source hotline that is Monday through Saturday, open in 180 languages, and the phone number is 1-800-645-8333. We connect them with food resources that are around their communities. Also, we do a screening for a SNAP. We help with application. All the calls that are confidential, so we don't share information or personal information with anyone. So I encourage everyone who don't know where to get food, they don't know if they are qualified for the SNAP, they have questions about WIC, just call us and we can support them and we can give them the information that's needed.
Okay. Has any of the pandemic assistance money that's come into the state helped in your mission?
So there are American Rescue Act plan provide some funding for outreach campaign. So I don't know exactly how much, but we are thankful that the state has been putting some funding for Project Bread to increase our outreach and education campaign about the safety net programs.
Okay, that's good to know for sure. Any other events coming up after the walk that we should let folks know about?
So something very important that people need to be on the look is our summer meal sites during the school break in the summer. So we will be like sharing all the sites that are available for kids to get like free meals for everyone 18 and younger. That is important, as I say, very important that people know where they are, so it decrease the burden of the families to feed their fa for feed their kids. So that's something that is coming along. And as always, Project Bread has a lot of policy advocacy that we are doing. Like now we are leading the universal school meals in the State House. So if everyone wants to be involved in that campaign, they also can contact us. We always advocating for changes in the state level and federal level.
Are there volunteer opportunities at Project Bread?
We don't have volunteer opportunities.
Okay. Anything else we should let folks know about right now? Do you think that's important?
So what I want to put there is like we are there for you and we can support in any way that is. Just please, if you have any struggle, if you don't know what to do, that you're having like issues getting food to your family, call us and we will try to connect you with resources that are available for you.
Yeah, you talk about the stigma, and that's going to be probably one of your biggest hurdles to overcome, I would think.
Yes, we are ready to talk about that. That's the reason I'm sharing my experience. It's okay to have those issues, and it's okay to ask for help. And we are here to support you and to give you, like, take your hands and walk you through the path that make you, like, be better and have a successful life.
Yeah, well, there's the whole, I mean, there's a pride factor that you deal with, I'm sure, you know, folks are hesitant to ask for help, right?
Yeah, and we want to break that. It's okay, my family used that, it's for those safety nets that I'm here and my family has opportunities, and is we need to start vocalizing them more, because we all have hard times, and these programs are there for support us and let us getting us out of the moment, difficult moment that we are, and getting better place. So it's okay. We're gonna talk about that everywhere. I'm talking about the experience that I have, that there are services that you're not taking food from anyone, that you're not taking dollars from anyone else, that we deserve that, and the services are there for us.
Okay, and you're pet friendly, as I can hear in the background there, Catalina.
I know. I'm sorry about that. Yes, I am pet friendly. 3 cats and 1 dog, so it's a lot of them. That's what my husband say.
So, well, congratulations on your new role at Project Bread, and I wish you continued success. And please call on us here at QATV if we can ever do anything to get information out to the community. We're happy to do it.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me here, and have a good, beautiful day today.
Thank you. You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye.